Blog Talk Radio.
This is Linning School Watch. Tonight's episode is in English and Swahili in the Book of John. Our co-host John will join us in the show, and I will begin in English. This is Diane Linning, your host. You can email Diane at diane@linning.com, diane@linning.com. You can email your prayer requests and pray. Diane@linning.com. Prayers are for Africa tonight, that they will be protected from the evil bandits and marauders who are going around the country murdering Christians. May God bless Africa. The people unto you by your Spirit, your Lord. Begin shortly. Remember, you can contact Diane through email at diane@linning.com. Our shows are archived for your listening enjoyment at any time, 24/7. Thank you. Welcome to Lenning School Watch. This is Diane Lenning, your host. Tonight's show is in English and Swahili in the Book of John. And our co-host, John, will be joining us in the time during the show. He tries to call in after I've done the English part. So we're going to open tonight in a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the good news and the gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father God. We pray, Lord, tonight for protection and a covering over the Christians and the people of Africa, that they will be protected from harm and be kept safe, Lord, by your power and your glory. And let those evil doers who are going around killing Christians see the signs of God that halt them and stop them from being able to do any harm. We bind their evil deeds and actions in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power of your angels upon them to keep them in check, to keep them from causing any harm to any of the Christians or people of Africa and around the world for that matter. Lord, we just pray that God's glory will be seen in the heavens and the nature around the people of the world, that they would be wooed to you by your Spirit, Jesus, and come to know you as their own personal God and Jesus as their Savior. And we believe it and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as you know, I've been teaching you a few songs, so I'll try to sing them throughout the broadcast so you have something new to learn to sing. And remember, you can use your drums or other instruments with them and when you sing them on your own or sing along with me, or just clap your hands if you wish. Those are what we call the 10-string instrument that's built into what God has given us. We're going to sing first, This Is the Day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Sing it again with me. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. We're hoping that you are singing these songs in worship of the Lord. It's something you can do in a gathering with a group or just by yourself in worship to the Lord. And you might even be humming this tune in your head once you've begun to learn these songs. We hope that you will. Tonight's lesson is going to be in the book of John, and as a bit of review, in the first few chapters of John, we are seeing the miracles that Jesus is performing, demonstrating and showing the power of God among the people of the earth. And it is part of God's plan to show his power and also to bring people to him so that they can have a witness in their spirit that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of God. Now, last week, we learned about how Jesus fed 5,000 people with just two small fish and five barley loaves. And they multiplied as they were handed out. They multiplied, which was a miracle that God made multitudes of food for a large multitude of people. Indeed, God is the creator of mankind. Certainly, he can recreate food. So it is indeed a miracle, though. And then we found that after that, when Jesus left the miracle among the multitude, they were going across the water to another place, across the lake for Capernaum, and Jesus, we found out, walked on water. Now, I know if you or I tried this, we would indeed sink. But the fact that Jesus walked on water was proof or a witness and a confirmation that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, the all-powerful, mighty God and Creator. We find symbolically that Jesus was the bread of life. When you speak of bread as a food that people eat, that is what we call a staple or a main food item that all people around the world eat. Some might make bread. The Norwegians might make lefse. The Mexicans might make a similar product, a tortilla out of corn. Lefse, I think, is out of potatoes. And then there are flour tortillas. And then loaves of bread. These are a main staple or a main food to help our bodies maintain life. Well, Jesus, spiritually speaking, is the bread of our spiritual life who gives us eternal, everlasting life. And in reading in chapter 6 of John, verse 25, we're going to find out how Jesus was the bread of life. When they found him, Jesus, on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Rabbi is the Jewish word for priest. Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man, Jesus, will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they ask him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent," meaning the one God sent. And we know that God sent Jesus. So they ask him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness." You might remember, as it is written in the Old Testament, that when they were wandering in the desert after leaving Egypt, they had no food. And God sent them manna, or bread, from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, it's the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Verse 38. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal, everlasting life, and I will raise them up at the last day. At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. This is why I always pray to ask the Lord to draw people or woo them unto you, God, by your Spirit. And I will raise them up at the last day, God says. That's God the Father. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Meaning, if you just ask God to reveal himself to you, he will, and he will teach you about his ways and provide a way for you to have understanding. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. Verse 51, Jesus says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now, this does not mean that we would literally eat of God's flesh, but it's, you're going to learn later, it's something that Jesus asked us to do in remembrance of him, to eat bread in remembrance of his life that we will find out he has given as the lamb sacrifice for us to have the ability to be forgiven of sins. So when we eat in communion, we call this, we'll drink a cup of juice, and some people drink a cup of wine. Usually we drink juice with a small piece of bread in remembrance of Jesus, and symbolically that we have accepted him as our Savior and worship him. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Well, that's exactly why I explained it, because when you first read it, you wonder, how can we eat of his flesh literally? Well, Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Well, he does not mean literally, because for us today, Christ is not alive walking among the earth. So he means symbolically, that if you accept Jesus in the flesh and blood among man walking on earth, that you have received God and you have received eternal life and you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, which will give you eternal life. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. After this lesson, we find that many disciples desert Jesus. They left him. On hearing it, many of the disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Well, literally, it would be difficult because we're not cannibals. We don't eat the flesh of another. And this is what some of them thought he was saying, but he really wasn't. 61. Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. In other words, what if you see me go back to heaven from whence I came?" Well, this is what we call a foreshadowing. He was telling them that you are going to see me ascend back to heaven. Then you will know with no more doubt, beyond any doubt, that I am the Son of God, right? Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no man come to me unless the Father has enabled or drawn them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12 disciples. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. Betray means do evil against them. Let's just enjoy that music for a minute. I'll give you now this opportunity. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I am a sinner, but I want to be a child of God. I thank you for your Son, who died on the cross for my salvation and was the blood sacrifice to cleanse my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you into my heart right now, my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you, and I want to walk all the days of my life as a Christian, growing into the stature of Christ to become a mature Christian with the power of God within me and my family and friends, the power to pray for miracles like Jesus did that God can perform in our life. Lord, I pray that you will give each one of us these powers as children of God. For we know that with the faith of a grain of mustard, that is enough faith to move mountains when you choose to perform those miracles through our spoken word. We just praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you. Praise you. The angels in heaven praise and thanks to God for each one of you become a child of God, a member of God's family. who have accepted Christ as your Savior. Now it will be your opportunity of a lifetime to learn more about the ways of being a Christian. Learn about that every Friday night. Our radio show here as we go through the Bible. Give you instruction about being a Christian and living in a Christian way as a part of God's. Through the Bible, God has given us training scriptures for how to live a holy Christian life, be holy in the sight of God and forgiven, and that we can speak to God, Jesus, as our advocate. We praise you, Lord, for each one given his heart. And we pray, Lord, for a healing touch for any of those who may be sick or infirm, have difficulty walking or working, or maybe they have headaches or sores, mosquito bites. Lord, we pray that you give them wisdom with how to treat themselves with natural products. And Lord, we pray that you would touch them, heal them, help them to rest well at night. Good. And have nourishment. Lord, pray for blessings, their crops. Help them to learn how to store food in a way that works in their area. Just praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Last minute or so of beautiful. Praise. Praise you. Praise the Lord. We're going to be singing a couple of songs for you. I hope that you're learning. We're going to sing Bless the Lord, O My Soul. I've sung these before, so hopefully you're learning them. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. another great song in the book of Psalms that you can find the words written, Psalms 23:6. It's varied a little bit from the actual scripture, but you'll see the words. Psalms 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. That's Psalms 23:6. So we praise the Lord that you've become a part of God's family, and we are trusting and praying and believing that God will protect you in this end time. We know the scripture says that the devil goes around seeking whom he may devour, and that you can pray protection for yourself and your family. Now that you are a Christian, you can call upon the power of God and his angels to supply your needs, to protect you and your families, and stand up and begin to walk as a Christian, as Jesus suggested and commanded those in the book of John. And we're going to be teaching throughout scriptures, mostly in the New Testament, some of the old, in the weeks ahead. And after my pastor at church is done with the end time lesson, I'm going to share some of his scriptures and give some lessons on the end time that all of us need to be aware. There are also end time videos that are good to watch, and I have some of those posted on my Facebook page from time to time, and you can find them on YouTube. As you get computers, and I know more people are connected through computers, I will give you that information through these shows. But right now, we're just trying to get you connected to listen to the lessons, the Bible lessons, till you can begin to grow as a Christian. We're still waiting for our co-host, John, from Africa. He's usually called in by now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose a song, and I'll just let you enjoy it and sing along with this if you like. Let me see. Here's a good one. This one's Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. And you can just listen along and maybe sing along as you hear some of these over and over. And you can sing along with it if you want. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm so glad you're listening tonight. And if you have missed our prayer time, again, I'm going to pray a little bit shortly, but you can listen to this lesson again on archived at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning at any time of day or night, 24/7. You can just access it from your computer. And you can listen to these archived lessons in the book of John, which we started in the first week of February in 2012. You can go through the book of John with us. Now, Friday night is the lesson in which you will hear English and Swahili. And we're still waiting for our co-host, John, who speaks the scripture in Swahili. I'm praying that he's okay and that he's able to call in. But hopefully, if you know English, which many I know in Africa do, you can understand the lesson that we've done so far. And this music can be a time in which you worship for the Lord. So I'm going to say another short prayer, and then I'll play some more music. We will hang on about 10, 15 more minutes, hoping he can call in and speak the scripture tonight in Swahili. Dear Lord, we pray protection and that our co-host John and his family and community are okay and that no harm has come to them. We pray that you would continue to protect them and that you would provide them with what they need to fight the outbreak of malaria that has occurred there. We pray that you would help them to get the hydrogen peroxide and the netting and to get rid of any standing water that's sitting around, that they can do the precautions to keep down the epidemic of malaria. Lord, we pray that you would touch them and help those who have contracted malaria to be healed and to survive through it, we pray, and give them strength and wisdom with what to do and how to survive through it. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we're going to listen to another song. Now when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the angels in heaven sing. So we are going to listen to a song about the angels in heaven singing. Are going to pray now for those bandits and marauders who are traveling around Africa killing Christians. Dear Lord, we just pray that you would convict the hearts of those evildoers in Africa who are killing Christians. We pray that you would soften their hearts and woo them to you by spirit, your spirit, Lord, and help them to see their evil deeds for what they are, as evil deeds against other people, against other humans. Help them to see that we are all a part of mankind and that their religious beliefs do not give them reason or affirmation to go kill other people because their religious view is different, that God is a God of love and God does not approve of killing other people because they don't choose your own religion. Even God, even Allah, God is a gentleman and allows people to make their own choice about how they're going to serve God. And that, how can men put themselves at a higher position and a higher level than Allah or than God? Or how can Muhammad put himself in a higher position than God? That God is a God of love, and it is not God's will to kill other people. It is not God's will to kill other people, and especially not God's will to kill other people because their religious view is different than your own. Lord, we pray that you would soften their hearts and woo those of Muslim faith, woo those in Islam, to you, God, by your spirit. Take the shackles off their eyes and help them to see the truth of God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and help them not to be deceived by the false prophet and the false Christ that we all believe is going to come. For we know both the Bible and the Quran speak of the false Jesus and the false Christ, Lord, but we want to know and have the discernment to discern the real Jesus Christ, and help us all, no matter what our faith, to look to the real God, to look to the confirmation that the Spirit of the true and holy God would give us. Lord, help us to have wisdom, and help us to have the ability to discern truth. Lord, let God and truth of God be preeminent in this universe, in this world, Lord. And we bind the spirit and the army of Satan in Jesus' name. We bind them and keep them from doing and pervading the world with their wicked deeds, wicked and evil deeds, Lord. Bind them and keep them from hurting others. And we loose the power of your army, God. We loose the power of your angels, God, to protect those who follow you, God, and to protect the innocents, protect the children, protect their minds, protect the minds of the children. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to wait a few more minutes for our co-host, John. I'm believing that God is protecting him in Africa right now. We hope and pray that he will be able to call in and that he will be able to share the word tonight in Swahili. We're going to play another song right now just for your listening enjoyment. I don't believe it has words, and if I have picked a song that might be inappropriate, I might stop it and play another one because I can't remember what all these sound like. This one is called Distant. We are waiting for our co-host, Don, to call in. Meantime, I'm playing a little. Sit back and enjoy.
Glad in it.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're coming to an end of our show tonight, and I'm so sorry that John has not been able to call in. We just pray that God's protecting him and that nothing has caused him harm. We know he does try to call in, and sometimes he has communication troubles when it rains. And we know the other night he told me they were having lots of rain. So we're going to go out tonight with a worshipful song. And we pray God's blessing for all of us. And that we'll continue to the statue of Jesus Christ. Find a Bible to buy wherever you live. Well, they are available online. Sometimes in a store in town. More language. More English. Pray God's blessings on you. Pray good life. Kindness. Forward next again every Friday night, same time, 9 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time, California, United States, and we pray that we'll figure out what time it is for you in Africa. In Africa, the East Coast, about 7 a.m., I believe, 7 in the morning, early. So it's probably 7 or 8 about the world. The time would vary throughout. What is their time according to Pacific Standard Time, United States of America? Diane Lennon, your host, broadcasting from the United States of America, telling you about God's love. God wants one of you. Be a child of God and a member of His vision. One of you make. You don't have to have anyone. Christ is here. And you can do it without speech. Because God is your heart. Worship God. Heart by listening to our broadcast, worship quiet, meeting with God, talk to God, Jesus. That the Bible tells us you speak to God, Father, friend. Of www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. www and then a period blogtalkradio.com/EIANE -LENNING. love you. God loves you. God bless and take care. See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye for now. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye. Until next time.